Hello and welcome to another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott. We're going to start off the show today with a beautiful tune from tenor sax player Clifford Jordan, and it's called Cal Massey. Music from Clifford Jordan starting off this edition of In Transition with a tune called Cal Massey. We're going to go for three more tracks from Clifford, starting off with another beautiful piece of music called Prayer to the People. That last tune from Clifford Jordan is called The Eternal Rhythm, and it's all about drumming and the art of communicating. And it just gets you in the mood to just get up and dance and celebrate. I think it's a song about celebration. It doesn't feature Clifford Jordan. It's all about rhythm, and it's all about percussion, and I hope you like that. And just before that, that moment of glance and prayer to the people, Cal Massey starting off way back when, from Clifford Jordan. And these four tracks are taken from sessions that he recorded for the Strata East label many years ago. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. One of the great pianists in my book is Horace Parlin, and we're going to listen to four tracks from recordings he made for the Blue Note label, starting off with the great standard called It Could Happen to You. Thank you.
The sound of summer is hitting downtown Ottawa with the TD Ottawa Jazz Festival right around the corner. From June 21st to July 1st, you will be delighted by the Ottawa International Jazz Festival and various specialty series presented by TD Canada Trust. Every night, see world-renowned musicians just steps from Confederation Park and the National Arts Center. This year's headliners include hip-hop collective The Roots, nine-time Grammy Award winner Norah Jones, and singer-songwriter powerhouse Judith Hill. Pick up your passes online at ottawajazzfestival.com or on-site. For more information, visit the TD Ottawa Jazz Festival website at ottawajazzfestival.com. Thank you.
We just heard four tracks from Horace Parlin. The last one was called Cucheza Blues. And before that, we heard I Want to Be Loved, Lonely One, and we started off the set with It Could Happen to You. And all of these recordings were made for the Blue Note label quite a while ago. I think they were back in the 1960s, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have the exact dates on me, but that was the great Horace Parlin. Now we're going to go back, way, way back to a period that was pretty productive for pianist James P. Johnson. We're talking about the period between 1921 and 1943. These are classic sessions that were recorded by this great stylist, early stylist on the piano. And we're going to listen to four tracks, starting off with Revolutionary Blues.
Thank you.
That was great music from pianist James P. Johnson. Really enjoyed that. The last track that we just heard was Fare Thee Honey Blues. And just before that, riffs, Feeling Blue. And starting the set off, we heard Revolutionary Blues. And these were recordings that were made between 1921 and 1943. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition. And now we're going to listen to two great jazz organists, starting off with Jimmy Smith, who I happened to see at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival a few years ago. Quite a character, but man, could he play. We're going to listen to four tracks from a 1957 session recorded in February, and these were for the Blue Note label. We're going to start off with a track called Simmer Time, not Summertime, but Simmer Time.
Thank you. Thank you.
There are some of you out there who might not like jazz organ, but you have to admit that Jimmy Smith played a big part in moving the organ along when it comes to jazz. He was such a, no pun intended here, but he was such an instrumental force in like I said before, getting the jazz organ into the jazz scene and making it work. I think that was great. We're going to hear another organist in a few minutes, Larry Young, who did the same thing and also recorded for the Blue Note label. But I just want to mention that we just heard The Third Day, Somebody Loves Me, The Fight, and Simmertime. It was actually Summertime, but he called it Simmertime. And these were all from Jimmy Smith from February of 1957, recording for the Blue Note label. You're listening to In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and we're going to continue now with Larry Young. And we're going to start off with a Blue Note recording entitled Major Affair. Thank you.
Through your Want to interact with your favorite C2O show hosts? Maybe you'd like to make a comment or send a request. Send us a text, 613-562-5967, and have your voice heard.
Thank you.
That was music from the innovative organist Larry Young from a Blue Note recording. And we heard Means Happiness, My Funny Valentine, Wild as the Wind, and Major Affair. We're going to conclude the show today with music from Fred Hirsch. We'll see how much music we can fit in before our time is up. But we're going to start off with recordings from his big band album called Begin Again, and a beautiful tune and a lovely arrangement, and it's called Pastoral. beautiful arrangements from this recording by Fred Hirsch, one of the great pianists of our generation, I think, and certainly influenced by many musicians, including the late great pianist Bill Evans. We just heard three tracks. We started off with Pastoral, Out Someplace, and the last track that we heard was Forward Motion. And when you listen to Out Someplace, it sounds like nothing's happening, but it starts off very, very soft, and then it just builds right up, which is really, really nice. We're going to listen to one more track from Fred Hirsch, and this is a track from his album Begin Again. It's called Rain Waltz. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. That was Fred Hirsch with a beautiful track called Rain Walls from his album Begin Again. We're going to finish the show today with some music from Polish trumpet player Tomasz Stanko. You don't hear much trumpet on this next track, but there's some lovely guitar. This is from his album Lady Go, and we're going to hear a track called Lacus and Basia. Wraps it up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. I'll be back next week with some more great jazz. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.